the edges of El Paso continue to expand, and with that expansion comes new entertainment options for the region, including new movie theaters. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. The number of El Paso movie screens has been increasing the last few years, and with that growth, we've also seen an increase in the number of amenities offered along with the movie. The newest set of screens in town are at the just-opened Flicks Brewhouse on El Paso's far west side, and joining me to discuss the latest model of theater exhibition to hit town, I'm happy to have on the phone Greg Johnson, Director of Sales and Marketing for Flicks Brewhouse. Good morning.
Morning. Happy to be here.
Thanks. I know you're fast about getting everything set up. We're recording this on Wednesday, but by the time this airs today on Saturday, you will have been open for a little more than 24 hours officially. So congratulations to that.
Thank you. We just completed our first preview nights with our friends and family last night, and it was fantastic.
Great. Before we get into the real specifics about Flicks, how many theater screens will you have there when you're fully operational?
So Flicks will have 9 screens, then they'll all be open roughly by the end of September. We're doing a staged opening where we'll open with 3, we'll add 3 more, and then finally we'll open the final 3 around the end of the month. Then we'll see just under 1,000 people.
Wow. And I guess big opening weekend this weekend, it's got It Chapter 2 opening. So you made it for that.
Absolutely.
Just in time.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the, kind of the sprint was to make sure that we were available for a tentpole release.
The location, for people who aren't familiar yet, far west side, just off I-10.
Yep, we're in the Westtown Marketplace, right next to Cabela's. So a real up-and-coming, growing area, for sure.
And you're in town getting everything set up. You're from the home office, I think, in Round Rock, is that right?
That's right, yeah. Flicks is based out of Round Rock, Texas. We got started in around summer of 2011, and we've done a lot of expansion primarily through the Southwest.
Yeah, it's interesting looking at your website, the Flicks Brewhouse website. You've got theaters in Texas, Iowa, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Indiana, New Mexico. Interesting mix, but most of them are aggregated in Texas. And I know you have one up the road in Albuquerque. Is this your central hub, I guess?
Yeah, I think so. What ended up happening is when Flicks decided to expand, we had to make a decision of where do you go next? And there's more dine-in cinemas in the state of Texas than all the other 49 states combined. So our first couple of locations, we decided to go on the road to like the flyover states, Des Moines and in Indiana. But then as we started expanding additionally, our fourth location was in Albuquerque, and we continue to have a lot of success in the Southwest. So we then shifted our focus to the Southwest, and that's why we now have our Phoenix location, which is Chandler, Arizona, and then of course El Paso, and we have additional locations coming in Mansfield, Texas, San Antonio, Oklahoma City. So the Southwest has really become
big expansion.
Focus.
So yeah. I think listeners would find it interesting to know that El Paso, when I see the stats, usually ranks pretty high up in the country as far as the per capita of people who go to movies each week. Is that one of the determining factors when you do your market research to figure out where your next location is going to be?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's the first thing we look at, honestly, is we have to find a developer who has a location that we just feel good about and that wants to build a movie theater, because these are really big projects. I mean, anybody who's been watching this knows that we've been under construction for well over a year. And so then you look at the people, the next thing, right? Are like, how do they go to the movies? And the demographic is very similar here in El Paso to what we see in Albuquerque. And so our Albuquerque location does great. People love it. So, and then we also respect clear zones, even though a lot of cinemas no longer do. So like, we want to be at least 3 miles away from the nearest competition.
Sure.
And all that came together in El Paso. And everything we see so far says that El Pasoans are going to love Flicks Brewhouse for sure.
I know El Pasoans go at a high rate to movies compared to a lot of similar sized cities. But lately, we've also seen a lot of other entertainment options come here. Topgolf, iFly, Dave & Buster's, to name a few. Is that something, too, that when you're looking at a demographic and a location that you're seeing other entertainment companies investing there and you think, okay, maybe they're ready for what we offer?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just about entertainment options showing up, but also that are they thriving, right? You know, because we're all competing for out-of-home entertainment dollars. So, you know, if you're in a community that wants to just Netflix and chill, if you will, versus a community that's willing to go out and wants to take the whole family out and go out and do things together and try new things. And we call those new penny markets, right? Who likes the shiny new penny and who's going to go check out the new thing, who's willing to try all those different concepts. And El Paso is a community that does all of that.
And Flix has some brand specialties. I know that a number of theaters now serve alcohol and beer, particularly a lot of beer, but you're actually in on the brewing side.
That's correct. We are the only first-run cinema that has a fully running brewery operating within its four walls, which is pretty unique. So that's the one component we didn't talk about when figuring out what city we want to go to. We look for cities that are on the craft beer market, whether early in their stages or really seeing that kind of growth starting to happen kind of early on that growth curve, so that we can jump in and be a part of that. And that's why we don't go to a place like Portland, you know, someplace or San Diego that's already super huge in the beer market. But we want to kind of come along that process and help cultivate that community as well.
It seems like there's a lot of new models around the country for cinemas, and you're one of them. We're in a place, I guess, where there's a changing notion of what the cinema is. It's not just a place you go to watch a movie. It seems like a lot of the cutting edge companies like your own are building opportunities or ways in which to capture people beyond just the film going experience, just to hang out there.
Yeah, everybody's looking for like a premium amenity hook. So you hear that at all the different cinema conventions. You get the popcorn palaces, what we call them. They're talking about how do they upgrade their concessions, right? Can we add a different kind of cheese flavor to the popcorn? Maybe an upgraded nachos. For us, you know, in the cinema dining space, you look at all the cinema dining companies, and most of them are growing at an incredibly fast rate. And so I think what that speaks to is that guests are looking for a kind of an all-in-one type experience where you're not driving all over town, because time's at a premium. You know, that's the one thing that we all have the same amount of. And so if you can get a great meal, a bar experience, a film, and then some of those extra experiential components that go along with it, whether that be souvenir movie tickets or photo opportunities that enhance your movie going experience, then you really have a great opportunity.
So you have full dine-in service in the theater?
We do, yes.
And it sounds like from your website, you also have recliners, which always attract me.
That's correct. You know, we were doing kind of a mental inventory the other day. So if you want to go in El Paso to a movie and you want to have a cocktail and you want to sit in a recliner, this is the place. There's nowhere else to do that in town. Or if you want to have a dine-in meal in a recliner in the movies, this is the place.
You're obviously, compared to companies like AMC, Cinemark, you're a smaller, closer-held theater chain. Does that equate to more local control, programming, customization, you know, speed of nimbleness, if you will?
Oh, well, yeah, we're definitely nimble. I mean, we're only 8 locations and, you know, our home office is, you know, only a couple dozen people. So we're able to make decisions and we want to be hyper local. We give our local team quite a bit of control to figure out what do we want to do, what resonates with the community, and how do we make sure that this is El Paso's Flix Brewhouse. This is not just a Flix Brewhouse.
Right. Which the larger chains, I think one of the complaints over the years, at least in El Paso, when we really only had one dominant chain, was all of the programming decisions are being made in some corporate office way far away. And as far as films that might resonate with this demographic, we often didn't see those. But it sounds like, talking to you yesterday and today now, that the local staff can kind of gauge what might work in this market over others.
That's correct. And we do a lot of measurement. We look at what's worked in the past in each market and what works, you know. So we might try some things and they may not resonate, and then we'll try some things that really resonate and then we'll build on those. And so El Paso, after about a year, will have its whole own programming system. So like, even for example, last night we showed Selena for our preview event. We're showing it again tonight. Like, that's not something that I've never shown Selena ever at any other Flix Brewhouse. We're like, we think this could be cool and resonant in the market.
Yeah. Well, that's a good example of jumping off that this is a first-run movie house, but it sounds like you're also committed to some, at least, repertory and classic programming. Is that right?
That's correct. We do every month, we call our program Flix Picks, where we take about 8 or 10 films that we want to show or bring back to the big screen, or whether it's independent films that we've identified, and we take an opportunity to bring them back. So, like, for example, we have one program within that, we call it a fan fest, where we take a film that we've classified as a beloved film and we throw a huge event around it with custom food menus that tie into the movie, custom drinks. We have the opportunity to make a special beer for it since we are a brewery.
Interesting.
Yeah, and we give a souvenir pint glass for that beer. And it turns out to be a pretty good situation. So, like, the first one we'll run here in El Paso later this month is Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
And that'll have a special beer that goes with it?
That's correct. And I know the beer escapes me right now, what the special beer is going to be. But I know that the pizza, we're doing a special pizza, the Abe Froman's Sausage King of Chicago pizza.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. Do you take requests also?
Sure. Yeah. Anybody who can message us on social media, we always are listening to what our guests want to see.
As a consumer, putting on that hat, I love that theaters are competing now on how to add value to viewing experience, the competition in 4K projection, more comfortable seats, and theater dining and drink service all seem to be the where we are right now. But on the horizon, looking down the road, are there concepts that we haven't even heard about that you all are toying with, or that within the exhibition community, trying to drive people back to theaters and away from their Netflix accounts? Where do you see us in 5 years?
You know, I think part of it is going to be about the technology. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's happening that it's really hard to replicate at home. I mean, you can go and you can have a great sound system at home. You know, I just upgraded mine personally and I was like, oh, should I put a Dolby Atmos system in my house or whatever? But having a fully calibrated, like we have people come in on the monthly and are calibrating our sound system, right? You're not doing that in your house.
Right.
Right. You know, you don't have EOMAC on your walls to make sure that it's dampened appropriately. You don't have the latest, greatest dialed in systems of projectors and whatnot. So I think that what's going to happen is you're going to see filmmakers continue to leverage camera technology, audio technology, specifically designed for the theatrical experience.
Right.
You got people like Christopher Nolan who are taking great, painstaking efforts to make sure that it's designed for the cinema, Tarantino the same way. So I think that you're just going to see people continue to enhance that experience, and theaters are just really interested in keeping up with that process. So you combine that with all of the latest and greatest seating concepts, which we have developed a custom seating concept here. It's not just recliners. We have a special designed dining table here that nobody has ever seen. It's called the EG2 Luxury Dining Recliner System, and it's designed for eating in the dark. Specifically, it's not just a little tiny tablet arm.
Right.
So all of these things are going to continue to come together to make it one really solid, holistic experience.
And of course, the attraction for me is still the communal film experience, which is what film is all about in my book. But I have to admit, you had me at recliners. So best of luck to you on opening weekend of El Paso's newest cinema. Thanks so much for talking with me.
You got it. Happy to be here.
I've been discussing the new Flix Brewhouse, El Paso's newest cinema, which just opened yesterday at West Town Marketplace in the far west El Paso. Flix Brewhouse has 9 screens and full-service food and drink service in theater. For showtimes and a peek at the menu, log on to flixbrewhouse.com. On Film's engineer is Seth Van Meter. An archive of past programs is available online at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.